All right, boys and girls, we're going to get started here in a couple minutes. I just got out of an impromptu Kremlin meeting where an hour was spent discussing very important things involving moon policies and corporate systems and all sorts of super, super important peacetime stuff that involves very smart people who are smarter than me talking to other people that understand that kind of stuff while I sort of smile along and occasionally blurt out a platitude. So once folks filter in here, we're gonna fireside it up. It's gonna be a little peace timey today, and then we are gonna have a little something at the end. If you remember what happened at the end of last week's fireside, we're gonna be doing something similar this week. One of the reasons why we are occupying so much time and activity with peacetime things like tax policy and Citadel policy, etc., is it is important to get that shit right. One of the most interesting side effects of the war was that it was an opportunity to really test the different models of how you structure organizations. And turns out that an organization that focuses on making sure its line members are wealthy and happy and get along with each other is able to beat a whole bunch of more exploitative, shitty alliances run by douchebag losers. So we're doing lots of consolidation and org stuff upstairs, but you guys don't really have to worry about that. It's getting handled, thank God. And yeah, I understand how you guys feel if you're lost without war. War is something that gives us meaning, and I feel you. But I do have some interesting vectors for you to get at the bad guys and fuck with them, so we're going to be talking about that here in a hot minute. Quick question here. And so again, as we're doing shifting towards non-war firesides, I'm going to be doing much more Q&A stuff rather than screaming at the top of my lungs like a space dictator. So one of the questions is about proto squads. That is a thing that we shelved because it's just not the time for it. We have other higher priority things to be working on right now. We learned a lot on the first three attempts at it, and I actually have some pretty cool ideas for that later, but I don't want to commit to when it's going to be in the timeline because we have to rebuild a region faster than everybody else. So big picture stuff, zooming out, instead of like, hey, we're going to talk about peacetime and blah, 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 and policy and taxes and consolidation, all that shit. All that is functionally speaking necessary for us to do the whole become the crisis awakened empire thing, right? Like, it is critical. Like, again, lots of Stellaris analogies in peacetime, guys. Just brace yourselves for it. It's what I've been fucking playing a lot of. And so that's the 4X lens that I'm looking at Eve through, is we are essentially in a strategic race against the rest of the galaxy to slam down an economic system that is better optimized than our enemies as rapidly as possible, and then begin exploiting those resources as ideally more effectively than the foe while raining hell down on them. They are going to come at us again in just a matter of time because that's what puppies do. And in the meantime, our job is to get richer than them and also to be systematically strangling them in the fucking crib one by one, wherever and whenever possible. So, that's obviously a little bit more interesting to me than the critically important PvE stuff, but the PvE stuff enables us to get to the word murder bits that I like. So, how are we going to do that? One of the things that we should be seeing here in the next few days, I want everybody to be extra nice to your G-sellers. So, why do we need to be extra nice to our G-sellers? Well, one, because they're fucking heroes, but two, delightfully, we are getting a bridge network set up here. We are at around that time where bridges are going up across Delve. And that means that to put those bridges up, we need a tremendous amount of work from our G-Solars. And that means we need a tremendous amount of support for our G-Solars. Not like, it's one of those things where it's not like you really need to tell people to support their logisticians in Goonswarm, because here we've been doing it for years better than everybody else. And we know how important it is. So I've never needed to be like, you know, be nice to G-Sol guys. But anyway, the main thing is give them hugs more than usual because they are busting ass to put the bridge network online. There's also been a ton of work behind the scenes to actually figure out what that bridge network should look like, or the bridges should be pointed, blah, blah, blah. Once those bridges are up, we are going to have an opportunity to actually see what a modern Delve time unit looks like, which is something that we have to like figure out because we have to, again, compete with our enemies, and we also have to see what CCP has coming down the pipe, because they're all scarcity this, scarcity that. But I'm confident that putting our heads together and working in the way that we have always worked together, we are going to be able to find a way to get some fucking space bucks in this game, regardless of CCP scarcity bullshit. And now that the bridges are going online, thanks to GSOL, I'm really just curious to see what the first MER looks like in a period after we have the bridges up. So we will see. Is Arrendis here with his doctrine link? Now we had a post. There we go. Perfect. I've realized that every time I make mention to something that Arrendis has been working on, he always posts the thread instantly. So I'll just say, you go, are you ready with your thread link? There we go. All right. So we got some doctrine update, guys. None of this is too wild and crazy. I think this is where we ended up adding T2 Logi and rigs on Eagles because they are no longer a attrition doctrine. And when we are deploying them, we need the better Logi and tanking. And we do not need to cut costs quite so much. And yes, Kestrels are now officially a peacetime doctrine. Very expensive to reimburse. As Cuddle Time points out, also, fracs are coming out soon. There is a bunch of discussion in corporate land here of setting up things involving corp moons and distributing things and getting mining systems and lots of important process stuff that I am not going to explain to you because my simple little bitten brain does not understand it, nor does it need to understand it. But basically, we are about to have Delve back in a early state of Delve time unit activity here. But I think that between fracs and the bridges, it's just going to be really kind of exciting to see. You know, we need to know what our fighting weight is when it comes to PvE shit too. Like, we have not had an opportunity to take the gloves off, break the Rorquals out, and see what's possible in Scarcity Eve because we've been fighting for the last previous 15 months. So, like, whatever. We'll see. I think it's going to be really interesting if it turns out that we find a way to get our people rich in Scarcity Eve when the rest of the pubby masses are out there poor and starving and trying to catch rats to eat. So we'll just have to see. It's going to be kind of interesting. I'm genuinely curious to see if Goonswarm can manage to get us rich and while the rest of the game can't. I don't know. I don't know. We're going to find out. So I think last week I announced that Xizzy, I can't really pronounce his name because it's a bunch of X, Ys, and Zs, is the new director of Gooniversity, and they have a section in the recruitment center. And I want you guys to check out, if you're interested in being a mentor or faculty on Gooniversity, that is our mentoring and newbie teaching organization. And we are particularly looking for instructors in Australian time zone and Euro time zone. And generally mentors in all time zones. Mentors are people in university who are going to adopt a newbie and teach them their weirding ways all the way through. So check it out. It's an important function. Zizzy. Zizzy. Zizzy works. I'll call him Zizzy. It's because we've got titties, XTTZ, and now we've got Zizzy. So I titties and Zizzy. I'll figure it out. All right. I want to take some general questions. It's weird, guys, coming to do a peacetime fireside because I'm like, here are the four bullet points we need to do, and then do some questions and answers, and then cool. And then there is an op immediately after the fireside that I'm going to announce at the end of the fireside, but this is the section where we do Q&As. Are we doing shit stack for trolling hostile regions? Depends upon the hostile region, and check out the appropriate post. We are definitely sending people using SIGs and squads to far afield areas to do things that are bad. The puppies have really kind of, it's just, there's, I don't know, there's been a lot of really big battle reports from the former Pappy forces fighting former Pappy forces. It's just interesting to see the amount of carnage that is taking place in the game now that these guys have to fight each other and are not just in one big blue tanked thing against us, because there's a lot of blood in the streets and there's been a lot of sloppy fights, which I love because there's lots of opportunities. So join SIGs and squads. We are finding ways to reach out and fuck these guys. Is there a plan for mass PI organizing across the Imperium? I think we are trying to promote PI extensively. There's some guide threads that we've been posting about, and we are definitely desperate to find as many trigger units as we can. That is something that I keep hearing from GSOL is that's salvage, not PI, but I know that we need PI, and I know that GSOL desperately needs trigger units. As a red vet that answered the Horn of Gundor, what the hell can I do now that Shittler's run off and hid? Join SIGs and squads. I'm not kidding. Like, when I was talking about these things, there's various. That's not a joke. Let me back up and translate that. So if you responded to the Horn of Gundor and you aren't used to the join SIGs and squads dance on firesides, here's the deal. As you know from the war, the pubbies basically take everything that we say on a fireside as gospel. And so we learned a few years ago that it was better when we were easing into deployments to not say that we were easing into deployments and just say nudge, nudge, wink, wink, join SIGs and squads. and you have those Six and Squads go places to do bad things to the bad guys, and then you sort of scale things up slowly. The reason why we do this, it should be obvious, but you know, again, it might not be, is if you tell everybody that we're going to use this method to go to that place to shoot those people, and you spell it out explicitly on a fireside, you don't get that opportunity to slowly ramp up the level of harassment while the enemy is confused. And especially in a scenario where the entire galaxy is functionally our enemies, we do want to test around. Like, we want to take a bunch of little knives and stab them in a lot of open wounds and twist the little knives and see which gets more screams, and then we pivot to that, basically. So when I'm saying join Six and Squads, what that actually means is look around quietly outside of the context of a fireside, and you will find ways that we are engaged in fucking the bad guys up. There is PvP out there. We want you PvPing. We're just in this interesting scenario where we want people that need a break and need to regenerate their wallets to engage in the Delft Time Unit stuff, and the people that want war and murder are quietly sent to the appropriate places where they can get it, but without requiring me to spell it out on a fucking who we're stabbing. Obviously, test is next remains our broad stage, like, strategic policy. I don't think that we're going to get sick of kicking those nerds around the galaxy anytime soon, especially because they seem to think, judging by yesterday's meta show, they think that they can come out and start posting again and talking to people like they're not going to get relentlessly hazed for until we get bored of it, which may be who knows how long. Test is always a combination of now and next. Test was now until we cleared all of their shit out in 30 days, which is pretty fucking cool. High fives all around. They continue to be now in terms of joining Six and Squads, because people are shooting Test in various ways, having investigated it. So just go on random fleets. You'll find that you're in various places across the galaxy through various means. It's pretty cool. But functionally speaking, in terms of, like, who are the people that we will find ways to haze and mess with and be mad at, it's Test. And we're going to continue to find ways to be mad at them and fuck with them whenever and wherever possible.
There's a question about AltCorps. AltCorps are going to happen this week. I don't have a date. We just spent a long time working with Kremlin. AltCorps are coming up. Get your ESI compliance sorted. We have been harassing people about ESI for the past couple weeks. That will continue. But we intend to reopen visas this week in preparation for towering every moon in our regions.
Yeah, there's been a tremendous amount of post-war bureaucracy that had to done, right? Like, there's just decisions about moons, decisions about taxes, decisions about AltCorps. All this stuff needed to be set up correctly and get done as a higher priority such that we can, you know, we needed to have all this crap done before we got the bridges on. Now that we are getting that, I'm getting distracted because I'm seeing itchy fish behavior in my barb tank, which is just across my desk, and suddenly watching one of my Odessa barbs try to scratch itself. I'm like, oh god, am I going to have to go dose that fucking tank? All right, sorry about that. Random fish enthusiasm update for you guys. Itchy fish, that's not good. Don't want to see your fish scraping themselves on rocks. That means they got ick or something gross. All right, I want to take some random questions from folks. I do want you guys to understand that just because I'm not saying war and murder, kill, kill, kill on a fucking fireside, there are PvP opportunities. We want you guys to be taking those PvP opportunities because we want you killing the bad guys. I'm just not going to tell you how we're getting from point A to fuck the bad guys, point B, explicitly on the fireside. Join Six and Squads. Kazner posted some instructions on that. In what other ways is my Stellaris time influencing my view of EVE these days? I mean, I've always been a huge force strategy gamer. Like, one of my first big games back when I was in, I don't know, I was very young, was obviously the original Civilization and the original Master of Orion. So I've always been kind of a 4X guy. I pretty much play EVE Online like it's a 4X game with humans as, and, you know, no NPCs, and it's a lot more fun that way. Why aren't drones / Pappy Space covered by Shitstack? That's a good question. We will investigate that. It should be. We'll get that sorted out if it's not. Yeah, like, we want to encourage you guys to rain hell on those dudes after joining Six and Squads. So, yeah, we'll make sure that is sorted out. I sort of thought that they were, but again, guys, we've been juggling a lot of fucking stuff here, org-wise, all at once. So, good. All right, we'll do that. Will there be another Ermalan run? Well, that sounds to me like a segue. Thank you, Faustus. Why, yes. I don't want to waste anybody's time by just repeating myself again. We says man repeating himself while watching itchy fish. Sorry guys, it's actually extremely distracting when a very brightly colored fish starts flicking itself against a rock. You're like, what the fuck is going on over there? Anyway, here's the deal. We're gonna do another asset safety op right now, or immediately as soon as the FCs ping it once I'm done with the fireside here. But we're done with the fireside, and we're going to try to do this in general for the next few weeks to just make it easy for people to get to Ermalin. We're looking to expand that to some other systems. We're not going to tell you what they are until we're ready to rock. But yeah, we're going to go from this into another asset safety run to Ermalin. So please get ready for that if you are down. Thank you very much for coming. That is the fireside for this week, and we are going to pivot now to the Ermalin run. Let's get to it.